no idea.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Coffee Beanery, Sip and Share.
Are you playing Harry Potter right now?
I am.
Oh my gosh.
Happy Harry Potter's birthday. Lori's playing Harry Potter.
It is Harry Potter's birthday.
And he's 44 today.
I do play this little game on my phone, and it's a Harry Potter game. Like, you have to go to school, and I have to feed my people.
But it's really time-consuming. Like, the lessons, you have to – they're, like, 3 hours or whatever. But if you don't do it enough time, like, log in enough times, then you just, like, fail them.
At an eight-hour one, that's why I'm like, oh, I'm going to do it quick.
I don't know. I've never played that.
I graduated already, so I went through year seven. I've been playing it for probably – 10 years.
Yeah.
However long it's been out, you've been
playing. Now they're like beyond. So they have a beyond out. So like you can have an apartment and you have to pick a job. And
you mean Harry Potter doesn't stay in school forever?
So, and my name of my person is London Brooks. And it looks like my daughter, London.
Oh, cute.
So that I think of and her when I play my game.
What house is London Brooks in?
At Gryffindor.
And did you get to pick the house?
You do.
Because that is your house.
So you get to pick your house.
Well, Britt and I are both Hufflepuffs.
Yeah.
This is very important.
I'm probably a Hufflepuff, but I just want to be a Gryffindor.
I made my 11. Well, when he was 11, I made him take the Pottermore quiz because I'm like, you have to test when you're 11. Any other time doesn't matter. But, you know, that's when Harry Potter tests at 11, right?
So yeah. Well, when we went to the studio, they did the sorting hat.
He did.
And I'm pretty sure I was a Gryffindor.
I think they sorted me into a Gryffindor, too. But when you take the actual test. I think they sorted already to Gryffindor, you know.
I think you maybe. Can be whatever you want.
Morning, Deborah.
Good morning, Deborah.
Hey, Deborah. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. I didn't know. We had to buy Harry Potter gifts. So I had no idea what's going on. Then they're like, oh, it's Harry Potter's birthday.
Last year, we went to Harry Potter's birthday celebration at Canterbury Village or something.
Oh, really?
Oh,
that'd be fun.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, I mean, it was cute. They had... I think it's like the U of M Quidditch team.
Oh, cute. And
they had like Quidditch matches.
I'd like to see how they play Quidditch, though. Like that makes sense.
It's basically...
Them running?
No, what's that? Is it lacrosse?
Yeah.
Basically lacrosse with like a broomstick between your legs.
So
but,
running.
But wait, yeah. Wait, because you have a lacrosse stick, you have to like run with it between your legs and hope you don't knock yourself.
But I think they just used like a ball, like almost like a soccer ball.
Well, because you guys, who sent me that thing where it's like the pony horse
the sport
thing.
Where people ride a stick horse around?
Yes.
And it's like
and
an equestrian sport and it's
they
a
jump.
Real thing?
But they're like, do the kids' little tiny wooden horse.
Trot.
I mean, that's what Quidditch pretty much looked like.
That's what I was envisioning.
Like it didn't,
but with
the
a net
didn't
to make
have,
it look a little more official.
It didn't it didn't have like a broom. Like it was just a stick.
They have a stick horse, and they. But the, you're saying the Quidditch.
Did you
one
see
is
the stick horse one?
Stick.
No,
they literally.
Got, it's a sport.
Jump over. Fences,
you know, like the
Morning,
stick horses
Penny.
With the yes. Yeah, and they ride it around, and they like dress up like full like equestrian gear. And are like doing
and, like,
jumps
jump
and, like,
over these little like and, little tiny fences.
Yeah.
So as ridiculous as Quidditch.
Yes.
I think Quidditch sounds a little more cool.
Well, because
if you
they
could
have
fly
people
on a broomstick.
Like they have people watching this event like it's an event.
Yeah.
But I think everybody wins, right?
I think everybody gets a trophy in a sport
I
like that.
I don't know.
That's a
wild. It was very interesting.
It's a real weird one.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
You can say interesting.
Well,
I would say
weird. Well, because Holly, it turns their battle Allie into Harry Potter, but we're always gone in Florida because I'd love to see that.
Well, and the first couple years they did it wasn't that big, and then what was it like last year or something? It got huge all of a sudden, they were like kind of freaking out.
Yeah. Oh, were
like,
they? Oh,
here's
I didn't
the
know.
Question: how much money do you think the author makes of all the licensing of Harry Potter? Like Harry Potter is ridiculously.
I don't know.
Like, I think, like, that is, like,
I mean,
the most licensed
this,
thing ever.
But
maybe
if the
by
studio bought the rights from her, she might make nothing.
No, that's true.
She
I don't
seems
know.
Like a good businesswoman, though.
Yeah.
I don't really
I'd like
know.
To know how much Harry Potter money she's got.
I think
woke
she's
up
got
early
enough money
to get
her
coffee for the first time. Nice.
Nice. I like that.
We get coffee at the office.
Oh, we do. I didn't get any
Spoiled.
Today, though. Why do I not
Patty
coffee?
Asked you right before.
I haven't drank it yet.
Like 10 minutes before this, she was like, do you want a coffee? And you were too busy in your Harry Potter game.
Mm-hmm. I was not. I was researching stuff for
you
a meeting
this?
Today. Yeah. No, I'm fine. Thank
okay.
you.
I'm drinking creme brulee.
All I know is
I love it.
We had a conversation about sharks this morning, Estelle and I, because we're going to Lake Michigan on a camping trip, and I'm like, there's going to be a beach. And she was like, well, is there going to be sharks? And I'm like, no, not in Michigan, honey. And she's like, that's probably good because they're not – or she said Michigan doesn't put sharks in our water because it's not safe. Like insinuating that in Florida they put sharks in the water.
In the water.
Right.
But
Michigan keeps them out because they're not safe.
Right. Yeah, we would protect against that for sure.
Yes, honey. Like, Michigan is a good place to live. We keep our water safe.
We keep sharks out of the water up here.
We don't put them in.
I mean, there's been urban legends of sharks and whatnot in the water coming in through the channels.
Yeah,
and I know
we've got
a couple things before.
But it's very uncommon to have sharks.
But not like that shark that tipped over that boat.
No, that was a whale.
A whale.
Yeah. And they said the whale had something in its eyes or something and didn't mean to capsize that boat. But I like the video where the guy is like, no,
I'm out of here. I'm
out
of here.
I can't get out quick enough.
Oh, yeah. It's early in California.
Oh, really early in California.
Yeah, that is early. Too early for me.
Coffee early for sure.
Yeah. Wake up with my eyes closed. I'm going to drink my coffee.
Like, we get up at 6 every day, so. I don't have a choice.
I get up at 7:30. So I can get ready in half an hour.
Out the door by 7.
Yeah.
So
that young kid life is something I don't look forward to ever doing again. No offense.
Yeah. It's exhausting.
Yeah.
For sure.
What time do they go to bed now, though?
Well, normally 7:30, 8 o'clock-ish, but Estelle doesn't even get done with gymnastics until 8. So.
Yeah. Okay.
You know. It's a long night.
I love people who can get their kids in bed at 7 o'clock at night, you know, and have the rest of the
night.
They
used to, but they used to. And I was like, oh, that doesn't seem very nice. But there at 7, they were ready for bed.
Yeah,
they were like,
it's a long day.
We've had a good day. We're ready for bed.
If I could have a nap and somebody put me to bed by 7 o'clock, I'd be fine. Yeah. Right?
Our kids are ready for bed. Yeah. For sure.
Our dog is. Our dog is okay, come on.
Yeah.
I don't know if all dogs are like this, but pugs sleep 20 hours a day. So, my dogs are lazy. They're just, always. And they're sit on your body like a weighted blanket. So, I'm just like, all right, this is life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think about how I think our dog, walks 40 steps a day or something.
Put a Fitbit on your dog to see how much she walks.
Because I think about them. You sleep all day while we're gone.
I don't know. Because she is so anxious.
She just
has
a lap.
She goes up and down the stairs. She probably goes back and forth all day.
She does, probably.
Okay, but I bought a dog stroller. I have an old dog, he's 12, and I want to go on long walks, but he can't, and he's a pug, so he can't breathe, right? I mean, that's just the way they're bred, I guess. So I walk him halfway, and then I pick him up and put him in a stroller, and he's so happy to do that. We just did it for the first time the other day.
But just to be outside.
I used to make fun of dog stroller people or just be like, dog can't walk.
Well, it's that or carry him, just like a kid. So I'd rather put him in a stroller.
Yeah, and we have had to pick him up and carry him. And I'm like, I don't want to leave him at home. That seems mean. So, but now I'm going to get a fan. So he has a fan inside of his stroller.
Because it probably gets hot in there.
Yeah, and then he's just living the life, and my dogs have a better life than many people.
Yes, next the dog is going to have a bonnet on.
Right. He does get homemade food,
in the little stroller.
There's a spider inside of that light ball.
Oh, is it a big spider?
It doesn't look that big, but I keep seeing it crawling.
As long as I see it right now, it's better as a spider than a snake.
Oh, yeah.
How weird.
It's a snake. I'm burning the whole building down. The whole building is coming down.
He's got to figure out how to get out. There's a little hole on the back. He crawled in. So weird, though.
And that's where he will die because he's not going to figure out how to get out.
He might.
Yeah.
I don't know. No. I think they're pretty smart.
Yeah, we've got an exciting month coming up, though.
A really exciting
month.
Talking about birthdays.
Yeah. I mean, so if you're in our VIP group or here today, the VIP 30% off starts for you today.
Yeah.
The code is Joe30.
Yeah, 30% off. We only do that one other time a year, right?
Yeah, it's a huge sale.
Yeah. So for everybody else, it's August 1st to 3rd. I know if you're trying to get some of that subscription coffee, there's not a lot left. So snag that.
Yeah, that'll probably be gone by, definitely by the end of the sale, I would imagine, if not before.
Yeah, I think there was 3 or 4 apples last time I checked.
Yeah.
Oh, so really, really gone.
Yeah, I think the Georgia Peach K-Cups are already gone again, and we made more of those.
We haven't announced the next flavors yet, right? The next theme. Okay.
We have not. Mm. Not yet. Close.
Yeah.
It's not quite August.
Yeah, a couple of days. I think my post in the VIP group goes out in a couple of days. So
it feels like August already.
I just can't believe that summer's almost over.
I can't believe it. Like, Sedona starts school in 2 weeks.
Yeah. They go back that early?
August 17th or something.
Okay, we're August 26th.
I think it's a week earlier. Well,
the 17th, I think, is a Saturday. So maybe it's the 18th. Like right before.
I know some of the other schools are going back a week before us, but on like they're going August Thursday 19th. And Friday.
Yeah.
Seems kind of interesting.
Weird to go at the end of the week and then have the teachers are like, we need a break.
I know. They did can't a half day for us on the first day of school, though, which I hate.
Yeah.
Because the kids are barely even settled in and then you're dealing with pickup again.
Yeah, what's up with a half day and the first day? Like, you can't even, like, get everything
in. Sedona has some orientation on our first day, which I don't know what that is. So she's on the 19th, but then all the other kids go to school.
Interesting. Is it for, like, first-time students?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's for freshmen.
Incoming freshmen. Okay.
She just had a little thing with her dance, her new dance team last night for high school dance.
Nice.
Was that the party at your house?
No.
Or just the ice cream?
It was ice cream and they mini golfed.
Okay.
Oh, nice. So, bonding.
That's fun.
Team bonding. Yeah. Isn't that sweet?
Getting to know each other.
Yeah.
That's cool. It'll be weird. Sedona in high school.
I know. One of the boys was like, Logan, he's like, she's like 9. She can't be in high school.
I remember when you were pregnant with her. Like, it just doesn't make sense.
It is crazy. 4 more years.
I know, like, we always say, like, so cliche, like, how fast it goes, but my God, it really does.
Isn't it?
It's disgusting.
Well, look at Lane.
I know.
I mean, he's an adult.
He's, like, this much higher than me. Taller than me.
Higher than you.
Higher than me.
This much higher.
He's so tall. I mean, I'm
5'2", so there's not...
Yeah, that was bound to happen pretty quick.
Yeah. My husband's 6'2", so yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely was going to happen.
Didn't have a shot.
I just always look. I mean, I look at my boys, especially when they started like getting hairy and stuff. And it's like, how are you ever inside of me?
Yeah. like it's make just that
weird.
Sense. Yeah.
You're a giant man beast now.
Yes. Like, I still kind of have babies. So
yeah. You do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even then, they've gotten so big. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah. When Stella got such good news yesterday.
Ooh, what was the good news?
Yeah. She gets to go to preteen for her gymnastics. Ooh. So she like skipped the next level and gets to go to preteen. So
it's preteen like obviously the next step before being on team?
Yeah, there's preteen and then team is next.
Yay.
So I think they have like a high school team too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she really has improved so much.
Yeah, she was super
working hard.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a challenge for sure.
Oof. Well, you mean like schedule-wise?
Well, schedule-wise and just the skills, it's kind of like a big jump.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Because the next level, she kind of be perfecting the skills that she's already done.
Yeah.
So she's going to be learning new skills instead.
Trying to perfect them. But I think it'll be good for her. I mean, she's so competitive against herself that she's going to like it.
And she looks like a little gymnast.
Yeah. When she last session didn't because they do skills it's skill based not age based so after the last class she was like 2 skills short of being able to go to the next level.
I said she's so close.
Yeah. And then this time she got those skills plus.
Okay,
so she's very excited. She got her pullover.
She's so strong
on the bars.
Just watching like gymnasts in general, like, have you guys seen any of the Olympics? And
I haven't, but great job, U.S. girls. Yeah. The gold.
And the boys got bronze. And
good.
Yeah. Like, we watched some of it.
Yeah. That upper body
they're not
body
done
strength,
yet.
Well, the girls got gold yesterday. Mm-hmm.
But they have, so that was
something else,
like an all-around final or something, and then they have another final, and then they have all, like, the individual finals or something. I don't know. It goes through August 5th.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay.
Crazy.
I was just looking up this morning. I'm like, I don't even understand what all these rounds are, but they're not even close to that.
It sounds like the housing is dreadful.
Well, they sleep on cardboard beds.
Yeah, they've done that a couple times.
Well, a lot of them have left and went to other hotels.
Oh, they did.
Well, so you know that.
Because they had 10 girls to one bathroom.
They have Team USA like basketball, which are all of our pros. So we're talking like multimillionaires. So I read about this because I'm like, obviously LeBron James isn't staying in, the Olympic Village.
Right.
And as a team, you can decide if you're going to stay in the Village or not. So, I mean, obviously,
but
Kevin
one
Durant,
person,
LeBron James, Stephen
one
Curry,
person
not
was on
there.
And her entire team left.
except for her.
Really?
So a lot of, there used to were 10 girls for one bathroom, yeah, and now there's 5 girls to one bathroom because 5 of them left.
Crazy.
And the lacrosse team gave her a mattress topper for her bed.
So if you're trying to compete at an Olympic level,
yeah,
and you don't have a good bed, you don't have good food, you don't have a good
place to shower. They're on TV. They're trying to get ready and stuff. Yeah. Like with one bathroom.
Good. Okay, but have you
seen? No, the food was horrible. They're ordering stuff in.
Oh, see, I saw they had Michelin star chefs.
No.
Okay, see? No. See how you get a different video?
But 10,000 people to feed 10,000 people.
40,000 meals a day. But did you see the swag bags that they were getting?
I heard they were pretty impressive.
So they had like these try-on hauls, and they had like 10 outfits each. Oh, like
of all Ralph the gear.
Lauren, Nike, Skims. Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh. Like, you had to bring 2 extra suitcases home just to take the stuff back. They had some pretty impressive swag. So I'm glad that they had some nice
But cardboard beds.
And cardboard. So Team USA is bringing in like mattress toppers. And then I think for track and field, because they're taller, they get like extra, they're having actually bringing beds in for them.
I saw someone who like ordered a mattress
top.
That's what they're
not
ordering,
a topper,
them to their...
a mattress. Oh, yeah. They just put it on the floor. They're like, at least it's a real mattress.
Yeah, that would be miserable.
That's crazy. Yeah. It is pathetic, Patty, that they make these athletes do that,
and then
expect them to compete at a top level.
And remember, we talked about the Dirty River last week. Well, they canceled at least 2 days of it because the river is still not safe for the triathlon swimming.
That's not shocking.
So
after $1.5 billion,
$1.5 billion spent.
Billion,
crazy.
Yeah. Billion.
Well, did you see 2020?
Now they have no money for mattresses.
It's supposed to be in LA.
Yeah,
I'm like, that's gonna be terrible.
Well, Paris has got to be a nightmare too.
And they said they're gonna turn the Olympic Village, I read anyway, into like hostels or lodging. So why would you put cardboard beds in?
Yeah.
If you're going to do a hostel at what? They're going to go get real beds now for travelers?
It makes sense. The expense that goes into that, I wonder if it makes up for it, like tourism wise. Because if you're putting $1.5 billion into cleaning up your dirty river, did you recap that?
I was just Paris is such a small place in itself. LA is kind of the same way.
Yeah.
LA is so overcrowded. Like, are they going to put people? When they had did they have the Super Bowl or the one of those football games? And it was so busy.
Is that where it is next?
2028. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And they've just got issues there, right? Homeless. It's dangerous. It's, how are they going to protect people?
Yeah. Make it make sense. I don't know. I guess they've got 4 more years to figure it out.
I mean, we have so much land in the United States that's not overpopulated.
Right.
Yeah.
But you've got to have facilities, right? But see, like I saw that they were going to build the pool underneath or on the USC boys baseball field, which I'm like, I don't understand how you can do that. But I think now they're moving
it
somewhere else.
Well, it seems like, you'd be better to do it by a facility that has a stadium and like college, like some of the college stuff is what they're, wonderful.
Well, they said they built a pool in one of the stadiums previously, and so they're going to do that again.
Yeah.
But like maybe make it more permanent or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. We've been to ex Olympic places and they still have these empty stadiums and things that they built.
Yeah.
But now they're just like deteriorating. I mean, it is a huge expense.
Yeah. For sure.
I'm not sure. I don't know if it's worth it or not.
We watched surfing though. And that was interesting because they just like paddle out there and they just like wait in the water. And like literally it's 30 minutes. I'm like, there's not a wave.
Yeah. I guess skateboarding's on there too. Mm-hmm. And they're just like super chill.
Skateboarding broke my heart because I watched the girls and like literally like 5 of them fell in a row. And you're just like voting for everybody. But come on, sweetie, you can do it.
Yeah. Logan said they were super young, like average age 14.
So that's what we were talking about. So it seems like we're like, okay, did we peak at 14? Because 27 in the Olympics seems old for the way that.
I think 19, 20, 21.
Yeah. And what, maybe it's woman over 18, once you like start developing and stuff, skateboarding is not really something you want to continue to do.
I know. I don't want to fall and hurt myself, but I'm a wuss.
Same.
Well, I was watching like the BMX biking this morning before work. And I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting, you know?
Yeah.
They have added a lot of sports.
Oh, yeah. Breakdancing is a sport this year that I haven't seen.
Really?
Yet. Yeah, I want to see it.
Didn't like skateboarding, snow? A lot of those used to be in the X Games, but not in the Olympics.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
They had like
Do they not have X Games anymore?
Well, they have. I think they. I don't know if they have X Games anymore.
Honestly, I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe they got folded in
into the Winter Olympics.
No, we've been watching a bit of it at
Love
home.
Love surfing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Logan said the surfing was cool. He said that the men and women, though, is a drastic difference between skill sets.
Really?
Like the men would be up and in those like little tunnels and stuff. And women, it was like, just don't fall. He just said it was interesting to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was really cool because you could see that, like, I only saw the men and they'd, like, you know, have their hand on the inside of the wave and they do it. I'm like, that'd be cool to do, but, like, I'd also be, like, super
terrified.
I like
the idea of surfing, but the reality of it, the board would hit me in the head and knock me out.
The reality of just, like, being out that deep with the sharks and how many surfers get.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say, like, there's a huge, like, amount of surfers, but there are surfers that get bit by sharks.
Right.
That's just a no for me, you know?
Now that we have a few more people on here, too, 30% off starts for you guys today. Joe 30.
Yes.
We'll have something different every week, and it's not the
same. It's our birthday month.
So. Not the same stuff that we did last year.
Yeah, we do a whole birthday month because
it is our birthday month. And scratch-off cards.
Oh, yeah. And
we'll start going in order.
And thank you for giving us another birthday. It's because of you guys that we get to have one. Yeah. So it's pretty cool.
We already started planning our 50th. I think I've got Lori talking and going to Hawaii for our 50th. So
maybe. We're 48 this year.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So what is this random concoction of cups?
Tell me where this came from.
Well, Amazon.
Okay.
I was getting treats because we have a little concession. What is it called?
Commissary. Or is that for prison?
I don't know. I'm not sure. We used to have vending machines, but the food was never that good in it. So we made our own
snacks. We just started buying our own snacks and people can buy snacks. And then this was something.
Some sodas that you found?
That I bought. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, oh, we should try these.
So what are they?
So it looks like they are Stubborn brand soda. And the first one you're going to try is Black Cherry Tarragon.
Can I see the ingredients?
Absolutely. There's no artificial sweeteners, flavors, and no high fructose corn syrup.
What?
Yeah.
I'm not sure how I
did.
Like that.
I found this brand though. I didn't. I mean, obviously you bought this, but
there's sugar, just not artificial sugar.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Shaq serves this brand at his chicken restaurants. What are they called?
Oh, the Crispy brand chicken? New ones.
Yeah. Mm. So I've been drinking this. I've had the cream soda.
I actually
before.
Like this,
but Black Cherry Tarragon.
It's pretty good. Mm. It's different.
I wasn't sure how you'd pick up the tarragon in it.
I mean, the ingredients aren't that bad. It's carbonated water, sugar, flavor, citric acid, which is an all pop, purple carrot juice concentrate, caramel color, sodium benzoate.
So I'm not going to say I'm getting like a tarragon. It's really just cherry.
Yeah.
Right?
But that's
well, there good is cherry, that like underlying flavor, though, that I feel like might be tarragon. There is an underlying flavor on it.
Yeah, the cherry's so strong, I'm not getting anything.
I'm going to say, though, it includes 36 grams of sugar. It says 36 grams added sugars and 72% of your daily value.
Wow.
72%.
It is very sweet.
For a whole can? I hope that's for a whole can.
It is for one can.
Because if for a half can,
this is what I'm going to say.
140 calories.
If you want Red Pop, this is Red Pop, right? Red Pop without the dye.
Yeah.
This is the way to go.
It is good.
It's good.
Yeah.
I like it better than Dr. Pepper, I'd say.
In Michigan, though, we have a brand called Faygo, and Faygo is so good. And it's just like you drink it, and your tongue is red for like 3 days.
They switched their sugar over to like sucralose.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, and it's not the same.
Mm. To me, Faygo Pop, like Red Pop, is like high C, like on steroids. Mm. It's so sweet, so sugary.
Sweet. Are they still a dollar?
I don't think so. I don't think anything's a dollar anymore. The only thing
Arizona
that's seen a dollar,
tea.
Arizona iced tea.
I just watched an interview about that. And she's like, our stuff's paid off or whatever. We're not increasing our price. It's a dollar.
Nice.
Okay, this is
what
the root
is this
beer.
One? Is this just normal?
Yeah, just normal root beer. So my son Lane thinks that he is a root beer connoisseur.
I just don't like root beer.
Yeah, and he gets root beer everywhere he goes. And, like, so my father-in-law a couple of weeks ago brought him over, like, one of every kind of root beer he could find in the store for him to try. And the lane would be like, this one's trash. This one's good.
This one's 78% of your daily value of sugar.
Oof.
I don't like it. that no, much.
I just don't like.
It tastes kind of like baby aspirin-y to me.
Whatever. What is
it's
the
root beer? It's almost like A&W, Anise. But not.
Yeah, whatever Anise, that is. I just Anise, don't like Anise. That.
Yeah.
It's just personal
I like root beer. Like,
so.
I love A&W root beer, like a fountain A&W. It
tastes
A&W.
Like A&W root beer.
It tastes almost like it, which I was going to say, it tastes like A&W, but then that back end is not A&W. Yeah. I don't like the back end of it.
I don't know. Yes. I think that's just how root beer tastes.
Fago is so good. I love it.
I love Fago.
Mm-hmm. Fago is rock and rye.
Rock and rye.
Rock and rye is
ooh,
good.
Oh, rock and rye, like float. Boston Cooler, yeah, with yeah. ice cream.
Well, what about
it?
What you guys just sent us mm-hmm. this week? They said to put Coke into red wine.
That's what I want us to try for our next live. Is Coke? Yeah, because it's supposed
in
to taste
red
like a cherry
wine.
Coke.
And it's supposed to be like yeah. cherry Coke.
Everybody who's done doing it really liked it.
We're doing it.
We should do it at the Fenton. At the when we go have our birthday dinner.
Yeah, we should do it here. Our live. 100%.
Cream soda.
I can drink wine at 10 a.m. It'll be fine.
No, we did that one time. We had champagne, and that was not a good day.
Well, champagne.
It was maybe, a funny day.
It was a funny day.
Oh, that's interesting.
When we launched our new website.
So, agave.
This is agave vanilla cream soda. 150 calories for the can.
This tastes like the
38
one
38 total carbs.
Does Jersey ooh. Mike's have this one?
Mm.
They have some weird cream soda there that's like.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I feel like it's this.
I always like this when I first start drinking it and think it's really good. But then as I drink it, I don't enjoy it as much.
Mm-mm. I don't enjoy this one. I liked the red one. I would drink mm-hmm. that.
I like this one. I think this is – I think it adds
– it's fair trade
just
certified.
Just another depth of flavor to like cream soda yeah. and cherries.
So, I mean, I guess, like, if you're looking for a soda that doesn't have, like, the artificial sweeteners and flavors and corn syrup, great.
It has
but it's not like
flavors.
It's anything better for you. It's 150 calories. It's 38 carbs.
Oh, it's natural.
38
flavors.
Grams of sugar. Like,
I know. Don't get what it's if not they're added food. Sugar. But if they yeah. say no added sugar, but then there's added sugar.
Yeah. It says no artificial sweetener. So it's not using aspartame or sucralose.
Sure. Which is probably, honestly, well, like I hate artificial
real sugar. I hate artificial sugar. I can't drink
it. I don't like the taste of it.
Yeah.
And only the sugar is fair trade certified.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, really?
Yeah. See, it has like a little diamond next to it.
So they literally paid for fair trade certification, but it's only for one piece of it?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay.
I like the black cherry tarragon. That one's my favorite.
Okay, fair trade certified
not
by fair trade, excluding
anymore.
Water. More than 80%
that
fair trade certified
nothing
ingredients.
Better than A&W.
A&W fountain is so good. Mm-hmm. But my grandpa and grandma used to take us to A&W and would get like a foot long hot dog. And yeah. you know
get
how things
memories.
Just have good memories.
Yeah.
Coming back from the cabin, we'd go to A&W. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We have one local or like downtown. It's not called A&W anymore. It used to be. It's the Flushing A now. And you can go and you get a half gallon of root beer and bring it home.
Yeah.
And it's so good because you're just like, and they make it there.
We have one on
they make their
Thompson.
Beer, huh?
Thompson Road has A&W still.
Can you get like root beer to take home?
Yeah. I think they even still have the fountain things.
Yeah.
I don't know. We haven't been there in a really
haven't
long
been there
time.
A while either.
Kind of want some fish and chips.
Not
for lunch.
Super. Yeah. They're not fast. So it's like it takes a really
but it's in
long
a gas
time.
Station. So it's sometimes I think their operations just aren't like a normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe people are cross-trained on do both sides or something.
No, definitely
they're really
not.
Busy. It's pretty separate in
it
there.
It can just take a really long time. I think they cook stuff fresh, which is fine, but it's like if you don't have 10, 15 minutes for them to drop something in a fryer.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's like the Wendy's down the road that everybody's always complaining about.
Complaining.
My God, it takes 45 minutes every time.
That Wendy's, though, literally.
Wendy's has issues.
Wendy's
I don't know
has
what
issues.
Yeah.
I was... There was one car ahead of me in the drive-thru line, and this was like 8 months, 9 months ago. This is the last time I went.
Yeah.
Actually, it might have been more like two
it's
years
the
ago.
It's the subject of our local
but
Facebook page a lot.
They
always
took
complaining about
this
it.
Person's order, and then they pulled up to the window, and they left me, like, I hadn't even ordered yet. And she comes on the thing, and she's all flustered, and she's like, we just got a $35 order. It's going to be a minute. And I'm like, $35. That's like two meals.
Yeah, in today's age.
That's like maybe three meals.
Yeah.
What are you stressing about? Throw your two burgers on.
Yeah.
I remember going to McDonald's and we had like the seven of us. Like there were seven of us.
Yeah.
And we got cheeseburgers. Do you remember this? And they're like, you need to call ahead because it's such a big order. And I'm just like, I'm not going to call ahead for my family like it's catering.
And it's not, but like,
do you know what I mean?
Had,
it's like 10 cheeseburgers
or whatever.
It was before
they have apps and before, I mean, they would have literally.
Like, I would have had to pick up a phone and call them and say, oh, my family's going to come there after church. Could you please have 15 cheeseburgers ready for me?
Or load him with a family van.
I just was crazy. When the guy, because the manager actually called me, I don't even remember why. And I'm just like, I don't even understand what you're saying. Right
I mean,
now.
You got to think ordering for seven people is like two cars of people.
Yeah. It's not.
It's not unreasonable.
Yeah. It wasn't like I brought a little minibus in there.
Or asked for 55 burgers.
Kids.
Yeah.
Absolutely
insane.
I just was like, are you serious right now? And then he proceeded to tell me, I don't know why he knew it was something, but coffee came up. And he's like, oh, we're going to dominate the world in coffee. Our coffee is going to. Nobody's going to go to Starbucks or anything anymore because of our coffee. Somebody and I'm like, I said, well, just so you know, your person on Wednesday tried to give me a free coffee or is free coffee Wednesday. And they said, oh, don't get it. It's so bad. Like the own employee said that.
I like that the manager was super inspired by the PowerPoint that marketing sent, though. Like, we're going to take over the
world. Take over the world.
Our coffee's amazing.
Like, okay. Okay.
I don't know if the same person still runs the Wendy's Twitter, but like the lady who did there,
that
she was
so
spicy
funny.
And funny.
It was
pretty
great. What about when they fired whoever? Do you remember when they fired? Oh, it was Cracker Barrel or?
I think it was Cracker
Brad's
Barrel.
Wife or something.
Hire Brad's wife.
Yeah.
Brad
that
was
Brad's
so
wife.
Good.
Yeah. I love the viral stories of like things that just went a different direction.
Wasn't it Burger King though too, or maybe it was Wendy's? And they're like, "Where's the closest Burger King?" And they're like, "In the trash." Or,
I think they went back hilarious. And forth quite a bit.
It was hilarious.
I like if my job could be like just openly roasting customers on Twitter. Like I'd be fine with that.
That would be funny.
Like I mean, some of it bordered on mean, and I was like. Okay, is that okay? Are we allowed to do this?
It was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was a good marketing for them for sure.
Yeah, but we shouldn't do that in our own.
If only they could get their.
Are you sure Wendy's is doing it? Can I be mean?
If only they could get their operations under control.
Yeah.
So
I literally, I think it's been at least a year and a half, 2 years since I've been there.
Yeah,
I waited 45 minutes one time, and I just was like, I will never go back. That is, you can't even define that as fast food any definition.
It was a long time ago, but somebody threw one of their managers and threw a burger at Janelle through the drive-through window there.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, she like, I think she got it, and she was like, hey, this is not right or whatever, and she like chucked a burger at her.
That's
Mel. You know the story better than I do, but I just remember you getting a burger thrown at you and then coming back here so mad, and you were like, I'm never going there again.
I can't believe that. Like, you see like the videos of people like, you know, getting rowdy and stuff, and I'm just like,
and I like their
food,
like, they do have good fast food. Just
this
location.
And it's been for years, it's not like this is a new thing, this is like. I mean, it really is in the community.
On the community
page.
It's like,
and then people are like, oh, give them a chance. My daughter works there, whatever. And people are like, I gave them like six chances.
Yeah.
Like, it never gets better.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, unless you've got 3 hours to sit in their line, you have fun.
Because they can only do one car at a time from start to finish. They wouldn't even take my order until they finished pulling the other car out.
And now with DoorDash and stuff, what in the world?
Oh, my God.
Well, we wanted to try those new – they have, like, a Cinnabon, like, and I love cinnamon rolls, right? So I'm like, oh, babe, will you order that one day? And he ordered it on the app, and he's like, okay, it should be ready because I ordered it on the app. And that's where it gets us sometimes because you know we're big app people, but if you – because you've already paid, now you have to stay in the line and you can't leave. You're, like, kind of hostage to it.
Yeah.
So now he was in the line for 45 minutes waiting for our breakfast. And I'm like,
but you'd
oh,
already
my God.
Paid for
I did that there one time. I paid and I got to the window and they're like, we don't have your order. And I'm like, I mean, I paid for it.
Yeah.
You know, and they were just like, you need to call the helpline.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm like, I'm not going to sit here and call the helpline. Like,
yeah. Get your
here's my
please.
Order. Yeah, here's what
so,
I paid.
Thanks for being so helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not
if there's never a line. There is a line though, Patty. There is I mean, not as much anymore.
Yeah.
But people still go there.
Yeah.
I think people are ever hopeful. that it will be different.
Probably every 8 months or whatever, we'll be like, let's try it. And it's the same experience.
And their salads used to be so good. Like, we'd go for those. Their salads were amazing. Well, I don't know if they brought the salads
directly across the street is McDonald's, and the McDonald's usually has a line to the road. And then you look across at Wendy's and there's, like, nobody. But then, again, you can try it. You can try it when there's no line. And
well,
you're still
you
waiting.
Can't see the line because they only let one person forward at a time. So then you only see the person there and the person waiting. And then you get there and there's eight cars, lined up waiting.
It's not great. It's not great.
Nope.
And if you only have 30 minutes for lunch, it's like,
I just love that it is the joke of the Flushing page.
Yeah.
It is. And every time somebody tries to defend it, everybody's like, no, there's no defending it.
We try. We'd like to give them a chance to, you know.
We've done it. We've done the second chances. We've done it.
Yeah. Only, what did they say? Twice bitten, once shy, or once
for
bitten,
sure.
twice shy?
Yeah.
Other way around.
Oops. Sorry. I'm trying to delete it. Yeah. I accidentally put it up on the screen.
Somebody would like money for
followers in exchange for followers. We're good. We don't need.
We like our little crew.
We like
our little morning chats. We're fine.
We always get people who do that. Increase your followers for X amount of money. We're like, we're okay with us like having real people follow us. Thanks.
Yeah, I'd rather have people who actually want to be here.
Yeah.
And pay for numbers.
Yeah. People who don't really want to be here.
So is it next week? Probably we announce the next box.
The next box. Yeah.
Yep. We've been working really hard on 2025's box.
Yes.
So almost got there. Some ideas.
Yep. I think I've had some good feedback on
great
the one
feedback.
Today. So it's just some of it. We get a theme, and it's like coming up with a theme is easy, and then finding the flavors that go within that theme. And like yesterday, I sent them an email. I'm like, okay, I've got these four boxes that, like, this is what I got. What do you think?
Yep.
And some of them might be a little close to the line of. Is that okay? You know,
we'll figure it out.
Well, I know somebody said something. I wonder how many people have been on it from the very beginning. Because somebody said, some of those boxes look so fun.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if you like redid some of the boxes. Yeah. I wonder how many people have actually been it from the beginning.
A few. Mm-hmm. There's been a few. Yeah.
Or if you could repeat the first, like have 5 years worth and repeat them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't know.
Yeah. Or limited edition boxes, but you'd have to flavor so much coffee to do that, you know. Definitely we've had a couple boxes that people like went crazy for.
Oh,
yeah. Some, like I know like the Alice in Wonderland.
Bill said I would like a repeat.
There you go.
Hey, Bill.
I think, I love it when I taste them again, even after we haven't had them for a while.
Deborah, have you been on the whole time too? On the boxes?
Subscription. What was the very first box? Does anybody remember?
Ice cream.
It was ice cream.
And it was Circus might have been like the
Under
second
the big tap.
One.
Yeah. And we did.
Probably a lot of really themed, like holiday themed ones.
Do you remember
ones,
those
the first
photo
year?
Shoots used to take us forever? The first couple.
Yeah.
So we kind of figured it out.
Yeah.
How we can knock out three or four in a day.
Yeah. Yeah, because you have to go source all the food and, you know, props for it, which is the
whole
thing.
Well, we fake a lot of things.
Yeah. Now you do, yeah.
Yeah.
Used to be raid the basement.
Yeah.
Well, it was like we had to do a fall one and we had to make this certain kind of dessert. Well, that dessert does not exist in the summer.
Yeah.
So we took something else and then like shoved a jam or something in it. And it's like, oh, that kind of looks like it.
Yeah.
That'll do.
Yeah.
In a photo. That'll do.
Don't eat it, it'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always a creative, interesting process. But
or I love when Ashley goes, well, I can just Photoshop that in.
That's the way to do it then.
Yeah.
Okay. We can do that.
We can do that.
You can Photoshop. That's great. But it's nice because we all have a hand in it, you know, the creation of it and getting it to the point that
it's fun. It's just by the time it actually comes to reality, it's like you've almost forgotten about it sometimes.
Well, that's
it's funny.
I like when we try it again because it's been so long.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we're not doing the flavors like in a set. We're doing random flavors throughout the year. Yeah. So it's nice to have them as a set.
I have themes right now going into 2027. Like that's how like I just like all the ideas. But again, you can come up with an idea, but,
then to get the flavoring and like, making sure.
Like there's a box next year where my mom came up with actually all of the flavors. I messaged her. I'm like, what would you do for this? And she's like, and she just like rattled off like 19 things. I'm like, all right, mom.
Yeah. Oh, go mom. Yeah. Come to our marketing meeting, would you?
Bill, I'm so glad that you're loving the specialty coffee. They are really good.
Including Kona and Jamaican. Oh, yeah. They are so good.
I was happy when people get to try those too, because, you know,
and we really take a lot of care in our straight coffees, our regular non-flavored coffees as well. And we don't talk about them a lot because we are so flavor driven, but we do,
they're good.
Yeah. Well, Logan takes a lot of time roasting them.
There's a lot of people who do straight coffee well. There's not a lot of people who do flavored coffee well.
Yeah, for sure.
Correct. And we taste a lot of bad flavored coffee.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of bad straight coffee.
Yeah.
Whatever and we had to taste yesterday was horrible.
Oh, that was awful.
We do have 9 new flavored samplers coming out. Actually, all of them are ready. I don't know if they're online or not, but there's one more they have to make.
The decafs definitely aren't ready. But.
Yeah. Well, and I guess 9, not including those 5.
Okay.
But yeah, so I know a lot of people like to try the smaller size bags before you commit to the bigger size. So
some are online and some are not. I've been kind of like waiting for production once I hear that they're there.
Yeah, we're just waiting.
And we figure with holiday coming up too.
No. I don't know why those notifications stopped.
Oh, we missed you.
You can just set a calendar alert on your own calendar. It's 10 a.m. on Wednesday.
I have one in my calendar.
We haven't changed it on purpose just because we're always at 10 a.m. Yeah. So
drinking Colombian on Wednesday. Colombian's good.
Oh, yeah. I like our Colombian.
The decaf samplers are coming.
And those other samplers, because for Christmas time, too, I just think they're such little nice gifts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just a nice way to try it. You know, if you don't want to commit to the full size bag, it's really nice to just like, let me just try it, see if I like it. And if you don't like it, okay, fine.
Yeah.
You know?
And so most of them will be available.
Yeah. And Jennifer just put chat time.
Yeah.
Chat
morning
time.
Chat. Yeah.
Morning chat.
We'll just log you in every week and you can just go live with us every week. But we told Laura how much we enjoyed meeting your dad. And
That was so cute.
Yeah, he was super cute.
Everybody at the office thought it was hilarious that when he popped in.
Like, and then everybody wondered, does he really know? Does he think he's just talking to those people? Yeah. Does he know he's talking to more people?
If he thought it was like a Zoom call or knew he was like live on the internet.
Live on the internet.
Oh, you put him in your kid's stocking, Deborah? That's so smart.
Yeah. Coffee does make a great stocking stuffer.
I think it's, I built a page called Stocking Stuffers.
Oh, nice.
At Christmas time.
Things that fit in your stocking. Because it is hard to find things that fit.
Well, that people actually want.
Yeah.
And aren't super expensive. It's like I'm not spending $20 on all these little items.
Right.
People will spend so much money on stockings.
He probably does not know.
Probably doesn't know.
We were wondering. And it's the cross your fingers, like, just don't say anything too crazy.
He was adorable.
He was cute. Yeah. He did great.
That is
and Will
so
is
funny.
Still talking about that sandwich.
Yeah, he wants to go to Philly and eat all the food.
Yeah.
I like random info, too. I have a lot of
he's in his element. He reminds
my dad
me of my
is,
dad.
And Branson too. Mm-hmm. Branson knows the most random stuff.
Yeah.
Like, they are Jeopardy. They should, Jeopardy people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would be horrible. I would embarrass myself horribly.
Absolutely. I can't think of the spot.
There was a thing and they said, who's smarter, you or your sister? And the guy's like, oh, I'm way smarter. And they're like, okay, well, if your sister answers 3 questions, you win $100. And so they said, what's the capital of Australia? And she said, A. Capital A.
Oh.
And he's like, okay, all right, I'll give that to you, I guess. But I can't remember the other, but it was that they were just, her answers were just ridiculous. Oh, and they said, that last one's how many colors are in the rainbow?
I mean,
and she said 4.
Oh, man.
He was just dying.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Not the person I'd want to take to trivia with.
That's like a trick question, though. Are we talking a technical rainbow or?
Yeah, because there's
I think
all
the only colors and then it's like variations. I think there's only so many colors. Well, he said 6.
Well, that's and then you get into primary and secondary and really anything can be mixed. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, there could be infinite
or do you mean
the amounts.
Literal rainbow that we put on stuff?
I mean, we have a Pantone color chart of a million different things, right?
Yeah.
Very true.
So that's a trick
But
question.
Are they all variants of a color?
I don't know. I guess we can Google how many colors in the rainbow.
Because technically you only need the three in black and white, which are not colors there.
Primary colors.
So yeah, you need the primary colors and then black and white, which are what are they called?
Void? Is that the word?
I don't know what they're called.
The absence of color too. Yeah. Oh, here. How many colors on the rainbow comes up? Seven colors, red, which orange, I thought it was seven. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet.
I'm just saying you could attack this a lot of different ways. Yeah.
But a prism can also split color into seven colors. Oh, that's what a prism is too.
Well, yeah.
Some say there are only six distinguishable colors. Oh, and then it says, is a rainbow six or seven?
This is highly debatable.
It is also known the sequence of the colors never change, always running in the same order.
Yeah. G-bit.
Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet.
That's how I do my closet.
Roy G. Biv.
And then I do white, tan, gray, black.
Oh. I do white. Yeah.
Pants, short sleeve shirts, long sleeve shirts.
Well, I do that too. And then I do color.
But then I do like white, tan, yellow, orange, red.
Okay, but you have an entire purple, room blue. That's a closet to be, you know, like I got like this much space.
I'll do my my tank tops, my short sleeves, my long sleeves, all with color.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then like kind of sweaters.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know.
I took a picture in Seattle City, New Jersey.
Of the Superman ice cream you talked about?
Oh, yay.
Did you try it?
Love that.
Yes.
Superman ice cream.
Yes.
So it's not, well, I mean, is New Jersey Midwest? That's Midwest. Well, or is it East?
Well, I think that's kind of where Jen is, though, is
Northwest,
is where our flavoring company is.
Northeast.
And they did not know what Superman ice cream was.
Yeah.
They had no idea what the flavoring
was. Yeah, but it really surprised me when that Southern store didn't know what s'mores were.
Yeah.
Like that, that's what really.
Well, and then like our stores in Miami don't do like the fall flavors, like
because it's so hot. Apple,
because they're more tropical mango flavors. And I'm like, don't you want a pumpkin spice latte?
They're like, no, we don't have apple juice. East, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's Northeast.
No, I liked all the ideation everybody was giving us on our VIP page the other day. You know, I know Melissa said to do a Kogel flavored, like a Michigan box, like a hot dog flavored coffee.
I hate Kogels.
I don't think I could get that, but I did send a huge list of flavoring requests in this morning.
So okay. To see.
We'll have very some more random R&D to do.
Yeah.
Oh, Mid-Atlantic. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'd be curious, like, look up what all the, like, top taste preferences. It's probably by, like, what kind of fruit that you grow and stuff like that.
Well, and I mean, Chuck goes and gets, like, a, not a biscuit, but a, like, a bun and butter at their local gas stations in New Jersey. Yeah, you go get, like, a
butter bun.
Yeah.
Does it taste like it's really special about
it? Yes, he does it all the time at.
Well, Jennifer's in New Jersey.
Yeah, so do you guys go get buttered buns place, like a bun?
Is this a thing?
It's called, he calls it something.
Well, I know, like, Texas does, like, Kolaskis.
Kolaskis. Kolaskis.
And that's, like, those were good. Sausage.
Well, we have pasties.
Yeah.
You know.
Up here.
Yeah, that's true. Those probably are.
Yeah, and the further north you get, the more you see
them. Pierogies.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
There were things definitely when I came to Michigan that I didn't know what they were.
Yeah. I want to know, like, what is in someone's region that we've never heard of that we need to try?
What's the big waggle?
The gas station? Yeah. Oh.
Bucky's?
No.
I love Bucky's.
It's out east.
Yeah. Well, I saw one in Florida, too.
Yeah. They're coming out. They're actually coming here, too.
Wiggly Wiggly?
Waggles?
No. No, that doesn't sound
but
right.
But that's where he gets, I don't know, he'd go get a
It is. It's a really popular gas station
A buttered bun. Wawa.
That's it.
He'd go to Wawa and get
a buttered bun.
But it wasn't, it didn't sound to me like a biscuit. It sounded like a bun.
See, what I want to do is just like a road trip.
Like, it sounded like a hamburger bun. Bagel? In my mind, I thought it was like a hamburger bun. No, it was not a bagel.
Bagel?
This sounds... Like Chuck needs to Crystal Chuck.
I want to drive around and just try all the food though. Like every region, could be, like whatever your food is, that's
whatever
what
you're famous for.
Yeah.
We tried that for Key Lime though.
Yeah,
a buttered roll. Yeah.
It's a buttered roll. That's what it is. It is.
Oh, it looks like a hamburger bun though. This like classic roll.
I've never seen it. He just always said, "I'm gonna go get a buttered roll."
Is it hot?
I don't know.
Oh, it looks like a sandwich. like roll, like a hoagie roll or something.
Interesting.
Oh, so it is a thing on Wawa.
Yeah, it's, I went to Wawa's website.
Okay, yeah, it looks like a, we call it like a little submarine sandwich
roll. Really? It's like a classic roll, but they do it with butter, cream, cheese, which is so weird. Yeah, he's always like,
I'm going to get a, I get a buttered roll.
But I feel like if it's like too fluffy, you couldn't It's not fluffy.
No, it looks like a sub sandwich bun.
Oh, it looks like a piece of sponge cake.
It looks like a
it looks like a hard roll.
Like okay. So weird. Why would you put cream cheese on this?
Would you toast it first? Because to me, like putting like
do you open it up or slather it on top?
Okay,
do,
so like, some people call them a shorty roll.
Oh.
Is this a thing?
Yeah, tell us more about shorty rolls. I don't know if we have
it
any.
It looks like a sub any sandwich shorty rolls, bun.
People. I would like.
It looks like there should be turkey and cheese on it.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. It's the craziest thing. I'm getting hungry now. I am hungry. My stomach is growling so loud right now.
Oh, it is a thing.
And I feel like you can hear it in my mic.
The order machine likes to ask, would you like to add a buttered roll? Send us a buttered roll. We'd like to try it.
I'm pretty sure if you go get a sub bun from the gas station or from the grocery store, you just cut it and butter it. It's probably the same thing.
I feel like there's got to be something special about it.
Do you toast
it? It's 4, 6, or 10 inches.
What?
Just the roll.
Classic and junior.
Okay.
So you can literally just get this roll.
Okay, but like, Jen, is there something special about this? Like, or is, can
and
I
do you
just
dip
go...
it in the butter or do you like open it up and spread
and
the
why
butter?
Why would you put cream cheese on it?
Yeah. Because it's like a bagel. I think it's they think not it's like a bagel.
Because like, if you don't toast it, like, that's just weird putting that on just
like bread.
Raw bread.
We need to know more about the sizes. I think we need this mailed to us.
Well, we could just go visit our stores, you know, like we did when we all three of us went and visited our stores.
I guess I just have to go visit Crystal.
It's going to be in order.
And get the roll.
We'll figure out what this roll is.
I like going to our Ocean City store right on the ocean.
Oh, is Kevin telling me Wawa in my text? Wawa.
Yeah. He's texting me too.
Yeah. After we pronounced it wrong.
Yeah.
Bill, help me. You're around here, right? Do you get this buttered roll thing?
No, tell us more.
It's so funny. Food. It does. It looks like a sandwich bun.
I like watching that show that Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives where he goes around to the different places. Like, this is the hot food here and, like, tries it. And, like, so, like, he's come to Michigan a couple times and went to, like, Blimpy Burger, which is, like, they're kind of mean to you when you order if you don't order the right way.
It's like Ed DeBevick's.
Yeah, but they're so good. But then, like, if you have a kid.
I didn't like it.
They get right down in their face and they're like, okay, sweetie, take your time. They'll hold the whole line up for the babies.
Yeah.
But the adults are like, you better know how to order. You know, they're good. Good burgers.
I've never been there.
Oh, it's good.
I wasn't crazy about it.
Yeah.
I'm picky about burgers.
Yeah. It used to be in like a shack, like a house. But they had to move it because it's a University of Michigan property, I think. So they had to move it somewhere else. So
interesting.
But, yeah. But I love all the regional food.
They used to use Amoroso rolls, which are the best. But now Wawa makes their own bread. They're still really good. All right, we're going to have to try it.
Okay. Are they served warm? Like, I feel like it's
on the app, they look like toasted or not toasted. Okay. I turned 40 and had to stop eating food that tastes good.
I hear you. I know we haven't, I swear we haven't had baked potatoes in like 5 years or something. But Saturday I made twice baked potatoes. We scoop everything good. Out and put milk and sour cream and cheese and green onions and bacon. And throw it all back in. It was so delicious.
You can choose warmed or not.
Okay. Yeah,
that sounds so good.
Okay.
I know.
Well,
40 hits hard, Jen. I know.
We're at about 50 minutes, so we do need to go back to
all
work.
All right. Yes. I guess we got to get ready for our sale tomorrow.
Yeah. Sales
but look for stuff all month. So it's very exciting month.
Check your emails.
And you can shop
happy
now
birthday to us.
Yeah.
Yep.
So have a wonderful day.
Say happy birthday, Harry Potter.
I've got to end it.